Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha!
Welcome to the Shrine of the Sacred Cock. We broadcast live every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Key West Grind, currently hosted by our friends at KeyWestSportsNet.com from Key West, Florida, where the cock run free. The Shrine of the Sacred Cock, a weekly wormhole into unknown dimensions, as a tool to make you look more sophisticated, yeah, even smarter, and in time for the weekend. Also, the best music in the known universe, the Shrine of the Sacred Cock, making you look better since 2011. Turn your stereo to 11. The wormhole opens.
Let's go. they can all sleep soundly, and everything is alright.
Our program has taken us away from the grim prospects of humanity's death and the crushing of freedom of the human soul of humanity, and suddenly we're talking Buddhism. And now I'll tell you about some pigs I've met. The first one must have been in my early teens, in the only visit to a friend's ranch, leased and operated by the Jesuits back home. They used it to operate a working learning farm, which served many purposes, including creating many qualified jobs in the area and attracting research or experimentation. At our early age, it was a fantastic school trip of a week, and we would work on some or other job after stay on the farm. Because I was a special guest coming from a secular school, pardon, because I am Catholic. So, being so honored, they all voted I should wash the pigs. Everybody laughed, and after meeting the fat, happy guys, I welcomed their generosity. Although I first saw with horror taking care of the pigs, after spending time with these crazy animals, it made me ponder many things. The first one is that the pigs are actually very clean animals. I would wash them with a power hose, and the fat, happy pigs would get clean, jump into the pigsty, and get in line to be washed again. That's how I spend my stay. The way they enjoy the powerful stream of water being sprayed on them. And all they kept saying was, "Thank you, thank you, thank you."
Thank you. Another pig I met was in my hooligan phase. You know, everybody's been a rebellious teenager once. Well, we were in a ranch in Europe, driving an antique car they kept for us. And we suddenly came into a ring where people were trying to get hold of the most gigantic pig you've ever seen. So we took the car into the ring and started pursuing and tumbling the beast by the tail. Every time we tripped it, the whole town would jump onto the greased animal. But every time, the pig would shake everybody off and keep running around. We had a great time. It was kind of a pig rodeo. A lot of fun. But today, I imagine the pig felt very uncomfortable.
Your vision is dead.
I met was a piglet, which they told me was in reality a juvenile of some kind of midget pig designed to be raised as a pet. Although I have to admit it was cute, the way the animal behaves resembles nothing you've seen before. Well, except a pig, of course. And there's where I draw the line. Somehow, other animals fit better into our human lifestyles than others. Fish in a tank, caged birds, dogs, cats, and horses, which are usually kept on a nearby stables. Other animals like monkeys, sheep, snakes, rats, and yes, pigs, should not be kept as pets. Of course, it's a matter of taste and vocation. However, from my specific point of view, they could be perfectly outside having normal, happy animal lives.
Destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. darkness world stops turning. Ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power. And as God has struck the hour, day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees of war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sin. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
Some people cannot live without a regular dose of bacon. You know who you are. Ham in all its forms. The pork chops in every barbecue. Every sausage and every hot dog we owe to this noble animal we call pig. We use all parts of the animal except the teeth. In giant industrial slaughterhouses around the world, legions of pigs are driven to death and being processed to sate our feeding needs. Pigs are intelligent creatures, more or less at level of the dog or the dolphin. They study closely as part of the great strides in the science of animal behavior and our concept of intelligence in the last few years. The pig can become feral and survive in a semi-wild environment. In these cases, the animal's snout suffers an actual transformation. This capacity for survival makes it one of the most successful species ever domesticated by us. If there is an intelligent evolution in other species, I bet the pig will be one of the first on a pair with horses and octopi. I wonder if my imagination colors the future.
generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah. Only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that up to the poor. Yeah. Time will tell their power might. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Waiting till the judgment day comes. Yeah. World stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs had the power, hand of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling, on their knees the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins, Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah.
On integrity and the way. The Tao Te Ching, together with the Bible and the Quran, is one of the most read texts of all time. We hope that this exercise, which should take us deep into the year, will be of great benefit to our sophisticated listeners. The lessons are there to be grasped, assimilated, applied, and enjoyed. They are a means to an end, which is life. If we take the time to listen and think, we will become better persons, and for free, which is a very rare commodity in the modern world. Offer you chapter 25 of the first part, that which relates to integrity. The jumps in this book are sometimes startling, make us uncertain. This relates to how we perceive reality and how reality is and how to value all. However, I have a feeling the teaching goes even deeper. Enjoy. The way is the sister of the myriad creatures. It is the treasure of the good man, and that which is treasured by the bad man. Beautiful words can be traded. Noble deeds can be used as gifts for others. Why should we reject even what is bad about men? Therefore, when the Son of Heaven is enthroned, or the three ministers are installed, although they may have large jade discs and be preceded by teams of four horses, it would be better for them to sit down and make progress in this. What was the reason for the ancients to value this so highly? Did they not say, "Seek and thou shalt receive, sin and thou shalt be forgiven"? Therefore, it is valued by all under heaven.
Our program for this weekend. Please tune in next Friday, like every Friday, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another chapter in the Shrine of the Sacred Cock Sega. We have been broadcasting live from the Conk Republic, last free country in the world, exclusively on Key West Grind, by courtesy of KeyWestSportsnet.com. where you can also download our catalog of great shows. Please tune in again next week for another bunch of crazy ideas to bounce with people during the weekend and the greatest music in the world. Until then, bye-bye. Pow. Peace. Mir. Hepinde. Heiwa. Frieden. Santi. Pukoi. Pass. Please join us next week, same cock channel, same cock time, from a town on the edge. Good night and good hunting. It's time to prepare for the apocalypse.